One of the other programs that you're connected with, that you is, I think maybe it's your brainchild, is the Blue Gold Beginnings. Could you tell us a little bit about that? It's very intriguing what I've seen so far.
Yes, it's a really inspiring program. I was in the middle of a project when I went on the first trip to increase access to UW Eau Claire of students regionally, particularly students of color and low-income students. And I was on a task force doing some work to do some grant writing and went on my first trip. And everybody leaves our trip with the notion that I'm going to do something about X, you fill in the blank, and everyone's inspired to come back and make some change related to some topic. And I was in Little Rock, and my daughter, who was a third grader at the time, was with me on the trip, and I'm not a historian, and I wasn't familiar with all of the Little Rock story, and they actually closed the schools in Little Rock for a whole year after the Little Rock Central High crisis, and my daughter was standing in front of a giant sign, and she came over and grabbed my hand and said, "Look, Mommy, they closed the school for everybody because they didn't want them to go to school together." And I was so inspired that this little third grader could figure it out, and yet all these people couldn't. I left that room that day saying there are ways in which we close the doors to particularly kids of color and low-income kids every day in our schools, and I'm going to do something to fix that. So Blue Gold Beginnings is my attempt to open the doors.
And what do you do as part of that program?
It's a college access program, a comprehensive one in which we start working with kids in elementary school, and then we work with them all the way through middle and high school, inspiring them to know that college in all of its forms, post-secondary education, whether that's an apprenticeship, a two- or a four-year school, an assistantship or an internship, or the military, helping kids to see that post-secondary education is both necessary and possible. And then if the students happen to matriculate at UW Eau Claire, they participate in our learning community, and they go back out in the schools and actually do tutoring and mentoring with kids who were like them just a few years before. And we help to see those students through graduation. And we are just about to graduate our second cohort. We're in our fifth year of our learning community, and a number of those students will graduate next Saturday. And it's just an incredible, incredible opportunity to see when the doors are opened, how students are able to blossom and grow and achieve. And it's such a true gift that I've been able to be a part of this program and build it at UW Eau Claire.